Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Justin Abner, and I am here with Little Wing. I have some technical issues, so I'm just trying to pull her out right now, so bear with me. I will have her live in 2 seconds, folks. Beware.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Justin. Good evening, everybody. It took a little bit for me to come online. Welcome to the I Am Well radio show. And tonight, with our wonderful guest from the Ukraine, Dmytro Chernyavsky. And I practiced to to pronounce that. I really did. Dmytro is currently trying to get on the show by Skype. And I can say he is a very nice, very entertaining person. He's easy to talk to. We talk literally for hours. It's going to be an exciting and interesting episode with, of course, my co-host Justin Abner and me, your host, Annemieke van Ankeren, and Dmytro, who is the life script doctor, as he calls himself. Why life script doctor? Because he changes the script of your life together with you. He studied infosomatics and how the human brain and heart interact with the levels of higher consciousness. Now, that is interesting for everybody. He continues to research in many other self-healing practices and teaches how ecological worldview based on the laws of nature, together with different visualization and meditation techniques, can help people resolve their problems with health, personal and professional life. Now, that's interesting. We all want better or a different direction, and we want to manifest that. Essentially, Life Script Doctor Project is a self-help and self-healing guide towards the energy informational world. Powerful techniques, including infosomatic visualization techniques and meditations that have proved to be very effective in practice, are used to heal people, help them find their wave of success, and stay on it. So one thing's for sure, Life Script Doctor can help you with the tools and the knowledge. One thing he can't do for you is take your journey for you. You have to take those steps yourself, but he can surely help you.
And he should be there any moment.
He's telling me now that he can't log in right, and he's trying another browser, and I told him to use, you know, just Google. But he is, as we said, he is in the Ukraine at the very moment. So for him, it might be different. We don't know that. Other than that, what he's doing is very interesting. I've had hours of talk with him. Dmytro is very nice. I've been on Skype with him. I asked him 1,000 questions, and I wish I had recorded that, but I didn't. Which was not so good. Okay, but you can find out about Dmytro and what he does on www.lifescriptdoctor.com. And life is not with a V, but with an F. www.lifescriptdoctor.com. So there's a lot of him and about him and what he does on there. And he's, of course, on the show to clarify what he does. If you have any questions, please dial in 347-838-9142. And then please press 1. The message doesn't say so, but please press 1 to get in queue. And then we'll let you live into the show so you can ask your question and talk with Dmytro about that. Wait a minute. I'm going to mute Skype. Please take over.
Okay. Yes, we're going to have a great show for you folks today. Once we get past these technical issues. And it's really weird. Lights in my house just actually started flickering out of nowhere. So spirit's definitely being quite active around us. So please bear with us for one moment, folks. I'm looking forward to it. Yes, folks, so we stay tuned. We will have a lot of interesting facts to share with you. And if you have any questions, like Animiki has said, please give us a call in at 838-9142. That number, starting with area code, is 347-838-9142. And be sure to press 1 when you're there so you can get into the host queue. Do you believe our guest is here? Second.
Hello.
Hello, is this Dimitro?
Yes, that's just me. I finally went through.
All right, fantastic. Animiki was just giving a little intro about you and talking all about you. So why don't you continue and speak a little bit more about who you are and what got you into what you're doing now.
Well, basically, I'm not sure what I think it was talking exactly, but originally I'm from Ukraine. Spent most of my life in Ukraine, but I traveled the world a bit. I spent some time in the States as an exchange student. I lived there, I worked there. I had about, several trips on and off. Last year I spent in Portugal, had some trips to Thailand, Myanmar, Europe. So it's, been on and off. Since 2008, since many of you might remember, not so great 2008 has been a start of the financial crisis. Because before that I had actually a concert agency with organizing concerts and I guess the well-known names could be like David Guetta and Cesar Evora and some, but mainly it was like Ukrainian and Russian artists. And basically in 2008 I was organizing an event in Cannes, France, and basically it all went to hell, and it basically forced me in a way to search for the answers why things happen in life. I mean, I was searching for those answers before, but basically events of life just force you to do that. And at that time I found the research of the International Institute of Social Ecology basically their research of the new science in for somatics, which basically stands for information and somatics, as in how information can influence the human body. And one of the laws that they take as a foundation is the law of transformation of information into energy and then energy into matter. And using that law, that analogy, you can see how visualizations or images or certain images can really influence your physical body.
Not to interrupt you, do you have a show page open where we're talking? Because we have some feedback on the line. That's what I'm trying to see if...
I'm trying to... Okay, I'm refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
And see... I can see comments.
I don't know if I'm live, but I hope
yes,
so.
Yes, you're live.
Okay.
You're here,
Dimitri, please close all the pages that you don't need because one of them is giving an echo. I can hear myself now.
Okay. Dimitri, please close all the pages that you don't need because one of them is giving an echo.
Okay. Close Skype.
Skype is giving feedback big time, so I don't know what is causing the echo. Maybe you have two Skypes open. I don't know. Or you have the radio show open and Skype.
Skype is giving feedback big time, so I don't know what
it's causing. Close the radio show, page.
Or you have the radio show open and Skype.
Okay, I see. Hold on. How about this? Yep.
It's gone.
Oh,
yes.
There went.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was it. Yep, we got it. We tackled it.
Man, I don't know what it is about tonight, but we had some crazy experiences.
Well, it's almost a full moon, so that might be it.
Oh, okay, there we go. Can you hear me?
to some crazy things that we got all kinds of entities on the line. Oh my God, we've had it all.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, yes. I can hear you.
Okay. Now we got it. Finally. And it's 1303, it says on my timer here.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, you were explaining things about what you do, and you know, I told the audience already that we had a very, very, very long chat, you know, several hours a month ago on Skype, and that I was like, oh, I wish I would have taped that, but I didn't. I would like you to maybe explain something about the webinars that you do. There are several that you do. One is Energy Informational Map and Tools for the 21st Century, and you're going to do that at the end of March. It doesn't say where, though.
Well, it's going to be online.
Yeah, but 28 and 29, I mean, it depends on where you are, because when it's still the 28th in the United States, it's already half past the 29th in Australia. So it's kind of important what time frame you are using for those days.
Yeah, it's basically the main thing would be, I mean, the time will be set about in a week in advance, and that's, you know, the reason for the time zone. It will depend on how many people from which basically country mainly. And, you know, basically I'll try to come up with the, you know, sort of the best time for kind of average time for everyone. So, I mean, as soon as you register, and you can find the link to register on the website, which is livescriptdoctor.com, and you go into the webinars section, and you can find the energy informational map and tools for the 21st century. Basically, we have more information about the webinar, you know, the program, and the registration, which, again, like the first day will be free, where, you know, we have some basic information about the levels of higher consciousness and the map that basically InfoSomatics use to explain how things work. And I mean, again, I find this map to be, explaining how things work in like common sense and has a very practical approach on how this kind of worldview can, you know, can help you in everyday life. So mm-hmm. the time will really depend on the majority of people that will sign up for the webinar.
Absolutely, yes, I agree. Now, I'm having the webinar here in front of me. Of course, I can see everything. Not everybody may be on that page, but it mentions the higher levels of consciousness and how they interact, and the body of memory and a powerful technique to recover the energy that was lost in the past. Are you speaking about lost in the past? Is that here in this life or in other lives?
Well, the research basically, you know, because it is research about how human brain together with human heart works on the higher levels of consciousness. It suggests that they're really, if you live in according to laws of nature, there's really no need to go into your past lives unless you absolutely have to. And the model of the higher self, which is responsible for your events in this life, suggests also that your life is influenced by your past lives. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, your body of memory of this life or your mental body. And again, you can find the explanation about what is the mental body on the website. There's articles and little videos that explain all other stuff. It's like, you know, it's basically, you know, the mental body has its holes and bumps and holes that your brain kind of reads as information. And then again, it transforms it into energy. And then, you know, you have the body that you have. And so when your brain reads that information, those bumps and holes, you get events in your life. And so when you're not actually opening the door, you know, to your past lives, you are prepared for the events that will be coming your way in the near future. When you open up the door to your past lives. And if you're not ready, which a lot of people, you know, they're striving to open their, you know, what I was in past lives, what I was in past life, but they're not, you know, they didn't clean up this life first.
Right.
You know, they eventually can get in trouble as to opening the door that, you know, they'll get a lot more, you know, karmic challenges per se that will have to be solved during this life. Because if they follow the laws of nature and if they enjoy life, they will always be prepared for the karmic lessons that come in this life.
Oh boy,
so,
I mean, had a lot of those. Oh my God. I must have messed up real bad in other lives that I have so much to clean up in this life.
Well, I mean, again, but you know, if you treat it as fun as a game in a way, you know, that you as I say, like you're straightening the surface of your higher self, which is like one of the new articles that I was writing I think yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And the technique is actually it's quite simple. I mean, I have some details of the technique on the website as well, but I just wanted to clear some things out, and people had questions because you know the technique itself sounded a little bit strange in a way, but it's just using certain symbols to to work with your energy bodies and. It's what I call it is basically, I mean, you can spend 10 sessions with a psychotherapist, or you can, you know, just use this technique for 45 minutes yourself.
Yes.
And the effect basically would be the same if you allow your higher self, your subconscious mind, to bring out those stressful events in your past that have the most negative effect on your energy today. Because
right.
not, yeah. And another thing to stress is that, or to point out, is basically that a lot of people think that the cause of their problems on the material level is because of their energy, which is true, but there's also a cause why they lost that energy. And not many people actually go in, deeper than trying to figure out why they lost that energy in the first place. They just already start to pump their energy shell with more and more and more and more energy. The fact that it lies, the true cause always lies on the energy informational level. And that's actually what I'm going to talk about the webinar and about the bodies and levels of higher consciousness that infosomatics uses as a model to explain how things work.
So basically, if you want to put it very, very, very simple, so everybody gets it, it's like if you have an air mattress that has a little hole in it, you can't keep pumping and pumping, but it isn't going to work for you. It's just, sort of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, and actually, itself is like a visualization technique because, an air mattress would probably be a better visual for those people who have a lot of air, in their per se, astrological chart, or as I use a lot of times, I use a bucket with holes, and you pour water into it,
It was the next one I saw, sitting in a boat and scooping out the water.
Exactly.
All the time, but there is a hole in the bottom, so you're not getting anywhere.
Exactly. And that's actually another thing, because a lot of people are with, especially find with a lot of people who are too much into law of attraction, for example, and it's a good thing. But in many cases, what I see is that people are, they're trying to wish for and use the law of attraction or manifesting things without actually cleaning up, in their past. Which means that, they're not getting the right ideas what will actually make them, closer to realizing their potential.
And not just that, Dimitri, but I also see people. I put my emotions in it and I know where I want to go, so it has to manifest. No, it doesn't work like that. There's a lot more to it, and people think it's all that simple, but it isn't unless you're really good. And I have one person that I know, she's called Jules and she lives in Canada, and she has it down to a T to manifest stuff sometimes the same day. It depends on how easy it is to help it manifest, how much is attached to it, but she manifested herself a few jobs one after the other until she had the right one, and she manifested something about her children and about money, and oh my God, she just did it. And I had my mouth open like, how the heck do you do that? And she says, well, I just do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, actually,
you just have to put your mind to it, and then it happens. Yeah. But she does it in such a way that she has it down how it works, and she just does that. And to her, it seems to come natural somehow. Some people have that, and there are lots of people who are fighting to, you know, actually trying so hard to manifest stuff, and somewhere they're missing a little step or a little action, and then it just doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, that's actually, it's not actually that complicated in a way. I mean, it kind of is, but it's not.
because, no, but you have to, you really have to do it all, because if you leave out a little bit, it's not working.
Yeah. I mean, again, the speed of manifestation basically depends on the speed of your brain activity. I mean, because your brain is basically like a complicated radar system. And so if you know how to use it, if you train it, then yes, you mean your manifestation would be faster. The key is, though, still, which I find very important to point out, is that it's the goal is actually not about manifesting. It's actually to harmoniously fit into the surrounding environment, because you need to know that what you're manifesting actually resonates with what nature, meaning your surrounding environment or your current surrounding environment, needs right now. Training your brain, basically, you can spend, 30 or 40 minutes meditating every day. You can go into spiritual practices and stuff. Or, you can basically learn the worldview that allows you to see, your own truth of other people. And from, the way I basically call it is basically, you synchronize all your bodies on the higher level of consciousness. Because mm-hmm. if you take a human being not just as our physical body and, the shells that we have, if you look actually at the much bigger planetary kind of way picture, you can see that, our physical body is basically the first chakra of this much bigger entity, which is an energy informational entity.
Right. So basically, it's not that complicated if you know how to, and she probably knows how to do that.
Exactly.
You know? And she thinks very fast. She was even faster than I am, and that says something, okay? I think very fast, but she's faster than I am. And, I mean, I've tried to manifest certain things, and sometimes it works for me, and sometimes it just doesn't. Some things just don't happen. But whatever her circumstances were, she was able to manifest a job out of nothing, being unemployed and sitting at home, being a stay-at-home mom, or even when she was abroad, because she's lived abroad for a few years, and she manifested that she would have a job when she would come back and whole blah, blah, blah. And by now, she has the best job ever. She has a whole lot that she wanted to manifest that has actually manifested. And when I want to manifest small things, they seem to always to happen for me. When I ask for something bigger, they upstairs tell me like, it's not going to happen. And I'm like, why? It's not fair.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing with the upstairs. You know, you it's like I really like this. I'm not sure in which book was it, but we do have to take steps. You know, there's no elevator to success. You know, just like you have, we have to learn this gradually. You know, because in anything, in our spiritual evolution, in all this stuff. Because even if you look at people who who won lottery, after 5 years, they in a much worse state that before they won lottery. And people still like, I want to win the lottery. Like, what are you going to do with all that? You know, you're not ready yet. So it's like it's the next.
I would know what to do with that. Keep the money coming, please. I would know what to do with that. Oh yeah, I have goals for that. If I would win, let's say, 10 million or something, I don't know what it differs where you live, what the lottery gives, you know, what amount the prizes are. But let's say I win 10 million, and not in dollars, but in euros, because that's better.
There you go.
It's a lot more, all right?
Exactly.
And,
British pounds, there you go. You go British pounds as well.
Oh, British pounds, even better. But you can only, you know, I would have to change them for other currency. And, you know, I would have so many good things that I would like to do with that. I have two main things that I would like to use it for. And, it would help a lot of people, and it would help me a little bit as well. You know, it would do something for me personal, and it would do something for humanity, for the better of the whole. Let's put it like that. So yeah. I'm like, okay, guys, you know. But what manifests right away is I get an unexpected bill, and I need to pay for that. And then from some corner, money comes in like, oh, that's nice. I didn't expect that. Or I want to have something. I need to send a card to someone. And I just get on my bicycle. I go to the shop and I tell them, give me the best card ever, because I'm not so very good at, you know, getting a card real quick. It takes me more than an hour to get the right one. And even then, you know.
Yeah.
And they get me the right one in 5 minutes, just like I asked. But those are very simple things, you know. And I would like to manifest a lot more, a great job and stuff like that. I get in my own way somehow, I think. I think I get in my own way like that.
We all do get in our own way, because that's the other thing. I think it was in the research of the Monroe Institute when they were got to the point when they were channeling a creator entity, let's say that. They got the three answers they got was three tips for life they got. The first was, you don't understand God, as into God is never punishing. So there is never, you know, God figure that punishes you for something. Or is the way that I usually say is that there is it's not, you know, because people, when something happens in life, people usually goes like, why me? Why is it happening to me? The key is actually is not why is it happening to you. It's this gives you an opportunity to grow. This, you know, this thing is happening for, so you can do. It's not happening because you did something wrong. It's happening because it gives you a chance to do something actually right. It's basically the guys upstairs trying to guide you to where you need to be going. The second tip that they got was that you don't understand actually, you know, the law of karma. It's not due to others as you want them to do to you. It's actually being to others, you know, that you want them be to you, save yourself and thousands around you will be saved. But it's not about, you know, saving your ego self. It's saving yourself, taking into account everyone else. Because again, everything starts with your own self-discovery, with your own journey. And the third one, which I also really like, was why you never ask. We're always there. You know,
yeah.
Because people are like,
I got that message. That's how I started to ask for things, you know, like Hiring the Heavens. That's a little book that taught me, like, okay, they're out there. You don't have to just sit here and could I please have this and that. You just tell them what you want. And they go like, oh, really? Yeah. Oh, let's help you. Okay.
Exactly.
Yet it doesn't always work.
Well, I mean, because again, maybe that exactly thing is not coming from them per se, or that thing is that you want to do is not included in your current mission that you should be doing. So that's that sort of resonates with your speed of manifestation. If you're aligned with basically, if all your bodies on the higher consciousness are aligned or in synchronicity. Which are basically, you know, your physical body, your senses, your emotions, your worldview, the way you think, the cause and effect process, the values, and, you know, all of them are working to basically to go work with the purpose of your life, which, you know, can be discovered through different tools. Then your manifestation process, you know, becomes much, much faster, because that's the time when you sort of want the things that you really need. And you don't, you know, you stop wanting things that you don't really need. And, you know, you basically begin to you know, to fit harmoniously into the surrounding environment.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I have seen happen is that when it involves other people as well, and that will change their lives, which may not be for their highest good,
exactly.
You cannot make that part happen because it might be for your good, but maybe not for theirs. So it's not happening, at least not with the people that you are having involved in your vision. Keep that thought, everybody, because we're going to a commercial break just for a few minutes, and we'll be right back with Dimitri and speak about interesting topics that Dimitri has in his seminars and what other things that he does. Be right back.
One second, I'm having technical issues. That commercial will be coming here in 2 seconds.
Welcome to the RBR Network of radio shows. The RBR Network and the Rimpert Broadcast Network are a part of a program being developed by James Rimpert Powell, founder of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics and the creator of the Radio by Rimpert Network. The RBR Network page is at www.blogtalkradio.com/Rimpert, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. We encourage you to also check out Rimpert Broadcast Network at www.youtube.com. On Monday evenings at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have Pam Drennan with the Cosmic Contact Show, and at 8 p.m. it is Keith Blanchard with the Searchers Roadmap Show. Then on Tuesday at 8 p.m. it is Anamika with the I Am Well Show. On Wednesday at 7 p.m. it is The No Show, hosted by Reverend Robert J.B. McMillan. At 8:30 p.m., James Rimpert Powell hosts the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, a 54-week program including support material and online coaching. On Thursday evenings, it is Daryl Clark coming to you from New York with the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturdays at 6:30 p.m., Eddie Milton is the host on Night Search, a program that has been on the air for 13 years. On Sunday at 11 a.m., the Core Concepts Show broadcasts the Core Concepts Lectures, which are held each Sunday. These are recordings of the Core Concept Lectures that we have each Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in Memphis, Tennessee. And on Fridays and Sundays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will feature recordings from our affiliate station, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The Bookman Television Show is broadcast on the Comcast Cable Network in Memphis each Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Bookman Show, the Core Concepts Lectures, and the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program are all on the YouTube.com. You can access them by going to the Rimpert Broadcast Network channel. We would like to invite you to visit the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics at www.im-cor.org. The books are available in the bookstore, and you can view all three degree levels of the Institute. There are three free e-books, a free e-zine you can download called Lightways, and an information packet for first-time authors called the Author Packet. Before we get back to our show, we want to invite you to go to the website of the Laws of Materials Wealth Personal Development Program at thelawsofmaterialwealth.com. Provides a look at the most comprehensive, interactive, and proactive personal development program available today. It includes the Laws of Material Wealth book, the workbook by the same name, 4 DVDs, a CD, an infomercial, 3 commentary outlines, and 54 weeks of support material and online coaching. Thank you for listening to the RBR Network of Shows. Enjoy the show.
And we're back after the break. And we have our wonderful guest, the live script Dr. Dimitri from the Ukraine, who has a lot of very interesting things that he can provide you with. His services include personal consultation, personal numerology chart reading, webinars, which you can find under the button webinars on his website. And he does online group sessions and exclusive is the expedition to Myanmar. It's a journey of self-discovery. Please contact Dimitri directly about that on his website, and that is www.lifescriptdoctor.com. You can find all his services, articles, frequently asked questions, etc., on there. You can contact him, and he's, of course, also on Facebook. You can find him on www.facebook.com/Dimitro, which is Dmytro, dot Chernyavsky, which is Chernyavsky. I know it's difficult. I had to actually practice to pronounce it. In the beginning, it was difficult for me as well, but it's a Russian name. And when he says it, it's so easy.
It is. Well, I mean, on the Facebook, you can actually, there's also a LiveScript Doctor page. So if you look, if you search for LiveScript Doctor, it could be an easier way to the information. But yeah, basically, you know, Dmytro.
How do you pronounce your name?
It's Dmytro Chernyavsky.
Wow. There we go.
There you go. It's an easy. I know that's. I mean, I've been called Tchaikovsky at several. Several cases in the States. So I was like, yeah, okay, never mind. You know, yeah, I can live with that. You know.
Yeah, you wish you were Tchaikovsky. Oh no, then you would have been dead. Oh my God, no, we don't want that to happen. And you do also webinars for groups, as we, you know, already heard from you. Personal consultation, one-on-one. What is it exactly that you do with people in such a personal consultation?
Personal consultation is basically analyzing and diagnosing the energy informational environment of a person. Because if you take... the tool that I use, that I like to use, is numerology. I like numerology simply because it's simple, or at least it's simple for me. I mean, it's not as complicated as astrology or human design or it helps you if you use numerology the Pythagoras way. Anyway, you know, I use the Pythagoras table and mainly the birth chart. I usually don't go into the name numerology simply because, as you can see, like even with my name, you know, Dmytro is basically, and Dmitri are the same name. The difference is that Dmitri is a Russian language and Dmytro is Ukrainian. And the fact is that in numerology, they both would actually work. So we have to calculate all of them. I mean, because each letter stands for the number. So the way I use numerology is quite simple. And, you know, just like there is a joke, you know, somebody asked a lumberjack, the guy who was cutting wood, why you're cutting wood while sitting down? And he said, well, you know, I tried doing it while laying down. It's not that comfortable.
Yes. So, yes, you told me that one. And you did my chart. You asked for my name and all that. And you drew my chart with numerology. And it was actually very insightful to see that all laid out. And you explained everything to me because, you know, I looked at it and I was like, what am I supposed to see here? So you went over all that. That's why we took so long.
Yeah, in a way,
I had 1,000 questions, I believe. So I kept asking.
But you see, the thing is actually still, most people use numerology just as their personal kind of thing, which, again, I do as a numerology reading. So basically you take, and why, you know, because people still are, I feel that many people still think that, you know, yeah, but, you know, the date that you were born, you know, that doesn't that mean that everyone, you know, has the same thing. Numerology or astrology, for that matter, they do is they show the potential that was given to you during the birth. Or in other words, they serve as a cosmic address for your higher self to land the package, basically, of a certain potential that then you have to realize. Because when you are born, when you have the first breath, your brain sort of gets this a print of vibrational print of the environment that you're born at. And then, you know, you have a different family, you have a different kinds of experience. So that may be, you know, about 30%, let's say, of your life, but it still has a very strong effect of what really motivates you in life. And, you know, knowing this also helps. But the other very important thing that I use for personal consultation is not just personal numerology. If you take a family tree using numerology, but to have a personal consultation, I need dates of everyone basically involved, mainly family. And if you want to go sort of deep into it, there's actually an article on the website that a client who had diabetes, and basically by just after two consultations, and she was good enough to actually do stuff, you know, the suggested visualization techniques, and after diagnosis, after I showed her the energy informational structure of her family, and in a way showed her who is eating who, quote unquote, because the fact is, I mean, there's nothing wrong about eating or per se on the energy level, because I mean the family itself on the energy informational level is a food chain. And if you take numerology and you take it as a basically numerological tree of the family, you can actually see who is going into whose genetic line, who's, you know, basically why and why you have better resonance or better interaction with one person, while with the other person in the family you just, you know, have a total resentment. Just one of the examples would be as well, you know, if you have a lot of air in your chart and the other person has a lot of fire, well, if one of them basically is not following their mission in life, and it means that they require more energy from outside, they stop to receive energy from their higher self, and that means that they're looking for the energy from the outside, which means from you, if that's your family member. And there are ways that you can protect yourself or, you know, explain that person what really happened. And you can see that. I mean, it's not something that, you know, magical part of it. But still, you know, numerology itself only gives you the potential. So what you do next with any problem with, you know, the physical body or in personal life or business, which you take numerology chart of everyone in the family or everyone involved if you take business, and then you use a so-called ponder motor writing technique, which was developed by Polyakov, one of the Russian scientists, basically, you know, who studied metaphysics, and as far as I know, you know, he started his work even back in Soviet Union, and that's basically a diagnosis tool that allows you to use that body of memory and basically see which, you know, when in life you had a stress that still has a negative effect on you. And that lifeline graph is taken using basically a picture. So it's even, you know, I know a lot of people with like psychic abilities, they use pictures to basically to say the current energy state of a person, but that technique allows you to go back in the past and see, in a way, basically have an objective way to see what's happening. So when you do that, you ask a person already, it's like, so what happened to you when you were 5, what happened to you when you were 9, and, you know, because it's not just me telling what happened, it's me diagnosing, it's me searching for the true causes on different levels. And then basically when you see the cause of the energy leakage, in a way, me as a last grade doctor, basically I offer a various amount of visualization techniques, which again you can find some of them on the website as well. Yeah, I mean, they're like, you know, as I said in one of the videos, they're just like sniper shots or nanotechnology of energy healing, because what they do is they basically place a thought form on the energy field or on a certain level of higher consciousness. And that allows to become a filter, in a way, for all that information and energy that come in your way or essentially creates your physical body. So when you correct that flow of information into energy and into matter, your events in life begin to basically, you know, improve and change, and your physical body changes as well. One of the techniques, actually, it was reported that after use of that technique, people actually get younger in a way, because your body doesn't track your age as it says in your passport. Your body or your brain, in that matter, attracts the time that it spends living, which means that if you have a very stressful life, then you probably look, and you basically break in some of the laws of nature. That means that you probably have, you probably look older than your age. But if you live a happy life, per se, you know, basically you make the choice towards happiness more often, then in most cases you would look younger than your age. And you can actually see it in people around you. I mean, you can see people who still look young and hard and doing everything, and which that basically means that, you know, they're doing something right. But again, it doesn't mean that, I mean, that's, if you're alive, it means that you still have a chance to get, you know, your energy back, basically.
If you're alive, that's a good one. So, people, if you want to know about visualization techniques and a lot of them, go to Dimitri's website, www.lifescriptdoctor.com, and hit on the button visualization techniques, because there's a lot of them mentioned and there's a lot of them for free. You can just click on them, the new page opens, and you can just read how you could do something like that, how you can implement it in your life and therefore get a new direction in your life. And that's what Dimitri actually aims to do. He's the life script doctor. He writes together with you, he writes a new script for your life, new direction, a better direction, whatever you want to change. You can discuss it with him. You can contact him either on Facebook or on his website. And I found it very interesting and a huge eye-opener to have talked to him on Skype for several hours. We didn't plan to speak for 5-6 hours, but we did.
Yeah.
I never shut up. But, you know, Dimitri is very talkative as well, so he's very easy to talk to. I would absolutely advise going there and making that connection. I have a feeling that we have Justin just sitting there waiting until he can pop his question. Justin.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I've been kind of listening in and just waiting for a moment where I can jump in and
you
and
can
say
just
something.
Tell me to be quiet for a minute because you want to say something.
Well, I started saying something, and then you both started talking. I was like, okay, well, they got a lot to say, and I'm one of those people that I'm not going to battle with it. But what I was going to say was, a little while earlier we were talking about like law of attraction and trying to manifest things to ourselves and so forth like that. And again, you touched about being within the right resonance of your life goal and your life purpose and refilling the energy, and then things are just suddenly happening for you. In shamanism, that's synonymous with the term called being on your path. When you walk your path and you're in honoring your path and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're in that right frequency. And when you're doing that, you're being honest with yourself. You're honest with your situation and you're honest with your mission. And when you start looking at life in that regards, you start realizing what you need to make that path manifest, and the universe is going to help you manifest that into existence. A lot of times why law of attraction doesn't work for a lot of people is because they do it off of expectations, and yeah. And that's why it doesn't work. And and as far as you were talking about visualization and visualization techniques. And images are so powerful, especially when you utilize them in this aspect that we're talking about, because the subconscious, where our spirit resides, communicates in images. And so when we communicate in images to tell it to let go of these things that we've programmed into ourselves that are not true about ourselves, it can start doing that. And we have to do that continuously, in a sense, where we have to reprogram our brains to react to different things. Does this make sense?
Yeah, I mean, there are different kinds of visualization techniques. I mean, the visualization techniques that I use are usually like under 1 minute or even less.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is the set of images, because with those techniques, it comes, you can't really go anywhere until you have a map. So what InfoSomatics offers is the map of energy informational world, and the symbols that are used in this energy informational world basically are implemented in the visualization techniques. And the key here, and why it is, you know, a spiritual science, is basically because it works in practice. And a lot of times people are like, yeah, but, you know, what about quantum physics or about all this kind of stuff, you know, or there's torsion physics, actually, because that's, you know, basically based on both, you know, torsion physics and quantum physics and other research. It's basically, you know, the fact is it works in practice. I mean, there is statistical proof that it's been working in practice. I mean, we can go more about the history of InfoSomatics, but it's basically, you know, started 25 or more years ago, and when Soviet Union, but it basically, it gives your brain a map of what's happening, because as you were saying, you know, we perceive everything through visual, through images. I mean, telepathy, as an example, is basically an ability to read images just in the same sort of frequency that, you know, with the other person. And, you know, and I can see that a lot of people are experiencing that phenomena basically in their daily life, and they're like, oh, you know, I just thought about the same thing, or, you know, oh, I can feel if somebody's calling me. Well, yeah, because that's how the energy informational field actually works. So if you're, you know, sort of aligned to each other, it's not that hard to do at all. It's just, you know, it's a process that you can be doing. I mean, the simple way is, like, if somebody is in love, basically, you know, they think they align themselves, or, you know, their spirit basically align themselves together, and they can read basically each other's minds. But
and that's the same phenomena that happens when two individuals, say a couple or twins, that spend that much time together, their energy frequencies start matching each other. And they start resonating at the same frequency, and that's how they're able to transmit those images and have the same thoughts and complete each other's sentences and so forth.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. Another thing, like, everything in life that we experience now is basically, you know, it's the material representation of what is happening on the higher levels of consciousness. So, you know, we all have a internal Skype in a way, and we can hear. Or our brain actually can hear when somebody else is calling. But if you have a lot of programs open on your desktop, you're not going to hear the Skype call. You know, if you're not using your software correctly, you're not going to be able to answer the call. Just like, you know, we had technical, you know, you have technical issues. And so, yeah, but just, you know, training your brain, going on your own self-discovery, you know, that's the way to do it. And, you know, as I say, because again, a lot of people ask is to, like, oh, but, you know, all this knowledge should be free, you know, and that, you know, knowledge is free. And I was like, I totally agree with them. But the fact is, if, you know, if you want to train your physical body, all you need is a floor. You can do all kinds of exercises on the floor. Or you can go to the gym where you already have to pay. Or, you know, you can hire a personal coach who will actually show you what is the best way.
and it is almost the end of the show. Thank you for being my guest, Dimitro. It was very interesting having you, and an hour is way too short to talk about everything that you have to offer. Thank you, Justin, for being the co-host and the moderator. It's always a pleasure having you, and without you, there would be no show.
Thank you all.
If you would like to know more about Dimitri, would like to talk to him, would like to make use of his services, or just browse his website for all the interesting information that's on there, you can find him on www.lifescriptdoctor.com. Dimitri is on Facebook. I would suggest going to his website and copying his name and then finding him on Facebook. I think that would work best. please don't hesitate to contact him. He is very easy to talk to. His English is great, as you've heard. He might be on a different time zone, but he will get back to you. As we will get back to you next week with another exciting show with free readings, so keep that in mind. Next week, free readings. And I wish you all a wonderful, great evening. See you next week. Thank you very much for listening in.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dimitri. Have a great evening. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, my audience. And see you next week. Bye-bye.